The federal government is under renewed pressure this morning over its sports grant scheme after damning new evidence was presented last night to a Senate inquiry. The inquiry has heard that Scott Morrison's office was more heavily involved in the process than the government has admitted to date. Last night's inquiry heard almost half of the grant recipients were ineligible for funding by the time the agreements were signed. And evidence showed dozens of those colour-coded spreadsheets was shared between the offices of the Sports Minister and the Prime Minister. Lord Howe Island off the New South Wales coast has endured a battering from ex-tropical cyclone Uessi overnight. Destructive winds have brought down trees with gusts recorded at more than 125 kilometres per hour. Authorities are warning of flooding along the coast with huge swells forecast. The storm is now tracking towards the mainland. And as Queensland's southeast continues to deal with major flooding, the state's north is bracing for soaring temperatures today. The town of Ingham, north of Townsville, is forecast to reach a record 43 degrees. And Townsville and Cairns are also expected to swelter. Meanwhile, multiple flood warnings are still in place across the state's southeast. And for the first time this fire season, every bushfire in New South Wales is now under control. Some blazes are still burning, but this week's storms and heavy rain has helped firefighters get them all contained. So far this season, more than 5.4 million hectares of land has been burnt across New South Wales.